Fighting wars may soon change forever. David Martin got to see a military helicopter that doesn't need a pilot in the cockpit or on the ground.
The Huey helicopter has been around since Vietnam, but this one could be the start of a revolution. It's flying itself. That pilot in the cockpit is just a safety observer, keeping his hands close to but not on the controls. The person telling the Hilo what to do was Marine Sergeant Deontay Jones.
The Hilo comes in, is requesting permission to land. I will give him permission to land. When it's ready to leave, or when I unload all the stuff that I need, it'll ask me the permission to leave. I'll give permission to leave. And it's really just that simple.
Sergeant Jones is not flying the Hilo. He has no joystick to pilot it by remote control. Just a tablet to issue basic instructions. No prior experience required.
15 minutes of training with the tablet. Anybody can pick it up. It's real easy.
The Office of Naval Research, which developed the technology, says it's placing a large bet that autonomous aircraft can take the place of humans.
This is the flight computer that turns this helicopter into a self-flying aircraft. It took 5 years and $98 million to develop, and it can be installed on any helicopter.
That pod on the nose is constantly scanning for obstacles, warning the computer of hard-to-see hazards like power lines. The initial concept is to use self-flying helos to deliver supplies to Marines in the field, freeing up pilots for other missions. This Vietnam-era Huey will fly into the future when it starts training with Marines in California this spring. David Martin, CBS News, Quantico, Virginia.